John chapter 3, there was a man named Nicodemus, man of the Pharisees. You have still not gotten the title. GFC Media will help us out. And the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher from God. For no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. And we said, we cannot quote Nicodemus. I've told you, it was in the morning session where I said that something is in the Bible does not make it. All right, good. That something in the Bible does not make it biblical. You find revenge in the Bible. You find rituals in the Bible. You find people who were hungry and they killed others. In fact, Cain is a good example of that. But that does not make it a biblical thing to do. So every time I'm angry, I can kill. As the Bible said, and Cain slew his brother Abel. The Bible says, he killed his brother. So what do you not take from that? Ha, don't offend me. Because the Bible says Cain killed his brother. I say, is it not in your Bible? It is. Pedophiles, it's in the Bible. People who beheaded others. Is it not in the Bible that the head of John the Baptist was served on a plate? Yeah, so that is in the Bible does not make it. You have to. Someone quoted something and he wrote, if you will bow to me on Facebook, if you bow to me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. And people were commenting on that. I bow to you, Lord. I bow to you, Lord. You are the Lord. That is your name. Oh, Jehovah, I bow to you. Oh, that was the devil talking. That was Matthew 4. In the temptation, where the devil came to Jesus, which I said, the devil did not come physically. I've explained that to you before. And he said, if you will bow to me, he took him to the top of the temple. He said, if you bow to me, I will give you the kingdoms of the world and the glory therein. And Jesus said, what? Tempt not the Lord your God. But people are commenting. I bow to you. He didn't even know who was telling you to bow. And so, you must read things in context. So when you say, no man can do miracles except God is with him, we said that's false. Jesus himself says, some will say, we cast out devils in your name. We heal the sick in your name. And I will tell them, I never knew you. So, it's not every miracle that is from God. The devil counterfeits miracles. I've told you before, when you say a door opens, you say this is an open door. Ask who opened it. Not every open door is from God. Are you with me tonight? You must ask. That's why you are led by the Spirit. Amen. You are led by the Spirit. You are not led by emotions. You are not led by logic. You are not led by your feelings. You are not led by happenings. You are not led by trends. Amen. God warned us about trends. You are not led about. You are not led by trends. Oh, this is what's happening now. You know, churches now. This is what churches are doing. If you do this like this now, you get crowd. Nah, we're not led by trends. We are led by the Spirit. All right. So Nicodemus is not to be quoted. I said it's a Gen Z term, right? He gaslighted Jesus. You are a teacher, come from God. All of that. Then Jesus says, just like our conversation must be patterned after that. No matter what we are discussing now, are you born again? You have Christians who are ashamed of the gospel. When last did you preach? Now, even if you attend Glorious House Church and you know you preach every week and you follow up every week, when last did you preach on your own? No one asked you. No one is going to your cell leader, your PCF pastor. Nobody is going to come to you and say, have you preached? Well, who did you preach to there? Well, how did you follow up? When last did you do it on your own accord because you know that men need to be saved? You have to ask yourself. That's what is called Christianity. Amen. We'll see why God gave us the gift of the Spirit. We're going to see that. Hallelujah. So Jesus gives us a pattern of conversation. Are you born again? Then he says to him, verily, verily, I say unto you, Nicodemus, except a man be born again, John chapter 3, verse 3, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And we said, to see means to experience. He's not talking about physical sight because there's no physical kingdom. Amen. The Bible does not tell us of a physical kingdom of God. It's an axiom and a popularly believed thing that, oh, there's a mansion up there. Because Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. But if you use version, I've told you what you call Bible versions, KJV and all of that, they are translations, they are interpretations. If I say I'm reading, I was teaching in church some weeks ago, and we looked at a particular version that played down on miracles. And intentionally, that version did not talk about the virgin birth. Just said a young woman gave birth. That version did not talk about the pool at Siloam, right? Where the man had been 38 years. He didn't talk about the angels staring. They literally removed it. They went from verse 3, John chapter 5, to verse 5. They removed verse 4. And you've got to be careful. I mean, on campus, there were people who preach with versions. So they will read this one, and they read Amplified, and they read NIV, and read this. And then, like I said, Paul, bring everything together. And then say, you know what? Even in NIV, NIV says, I'm careful. Because what you call NIV is some people sitting down and saying, this is our interpretation. Hallelujah. So, to see the kingdom of God is not what you see with your physical eyes. It's to experience, to be a part of something. The word kingdom, basilia, the reign of God, where God reigns, where his influence is, that's the kingdom of God. And every time you hear about the kingdom of God, stop thinking about money. Stop thinking about one day believers will just carry everything. Believers will be a believer will be the president, and a believer will be the vice president, and a believer will be the chief of staff, and a believer will be the CBN governor, and a believer will be, of course, a believer will be all the pastors. Yeah. Yes, we have taken over. God has no plan for such takeovers. Don't let it shock you. You know God's takeover plan? Every man saved. Not politics. God is going to give the wealth of the ungodly to the righteous. You are a 419. The same people that believe in miracle money. You say, we are people of the kingdom. Miracle money is a man. You are a thief. Only. Barao. 419. When they see you on the road, alarms should sound. Wherever, any room you enter, there should be alarm beeping. Careful, careful. Now, believe that, but careful. You want miracle money. You want money to just appear in your wardrobe. Where did you get it from? He said he was rescued from plane crash. Who carries money in plane crash? Where is the mafia? Why did God not just rescue the money from them before the crash? Amen. Amen. You know, there are some questions that we need to be asking. Money will just appear in your wardrobe. No owner. If you want a miracle money, you must be willing to accept a miracle baby. It's God that is doing everything now. Abi? You must be willing to accept a miracle baby. You wake up one morning and you find a bouncing baby boy beside you. And you say, God has done this. You must be willing. Because it's the same principle. Hallelujah. Sometimes be thinking now. Money is printed. It's legal tender. Maybe you will think. It's worked for. It belongs to someone. How did it appear in your wardrobe? So someone just mistakenly sent my money to my account. They will reverse it. If they don't reverse it, the person that did the mistake will be sacked because it's not your money. He said, Pastor, it's still part of it. Miracle money, I needed it. One day, the miracle will happen to someone from you. Say amen. Aha! If you are willing to accept another person's own, you must be willing to give. It's more blessed to give than to receive. You see, they think. Tell someone, I say, sir, brother in Christ, they think. You say, rapture, people will just disappear. I'm not going to go to that one. I've got enough stick for that one. Pilot will just disappear. Then plane will crash. But you say, after rapture, nobody will die. But plane will crash. And you know that. You see, because they have to take CCCs. Nobody can just kill themselves. This story is no jelly again. Is it that they take CCCs or they just die in the ocean after the plane crash? And I told you, I said, knowing Nigeria, some people will not take CCCs and they will register them that they will be taking it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just go to local government. Who? You even have 6. 5, 6. 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. If 1, 6, they remove 1, 6. Put Hallelujah. All right. Except a man be born, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He could ask a very funny question in verse 4. He says, how can a man, being old, go back to his mother's womb and be born the second time? John would have looked at him and said, we have entered it. Because he eventually said, are you a teacher of Israel? And you don't know these things. But in verse 5, he expands on what he said. So Jesus begins to explain the word born again. In verse 5, he says, what I'm talking about is that except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, a word we have explored very well. And we said, being born of water is being born of the Spirit. Have we seen that? We looked at the word and, right? And we saw very well that in the Bible, not every word and means to join two things. Have we seen that one? And we look at Ephesians 1:3, for example. Ephesians 1:3. You learn something? Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when it says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Two people or one person? Or is there God and then his Father? Let's know which doctrine we are dealing with now. Yeah? So when it says, blessed be God and the Father, is it the same person? Right, so, and in that instance, he's explaining. He's saying, blessed be God. Who is the Father? So you need to read in context. For example, you hear things, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. They are not two different things. It's the same thing. He's explaining the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word grace means the giving. The giving of our Lord Jesus Christ is the love of God. God gave us his son because of his love. That's basically John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is the love of God. The giving of Christ is the love of God. He's not explaining, he's not bringing three things. And before he says sweet fellowship, he's not bringing three things. He's saying the giving of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he was explaining to the current church, shows us the love of God. All right? So, not every word and means you are putting two things together. Of course, Cain and Abel, two different people. But when you say the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, one and the same person. So, go back to John 3:5. He says, except a man be born of water. And we're looking at it. That is he talking about water? And then he's saying, plus the Spirit. Or is he saying, water, which explains the Spirit of God. And we were able to look at it and we saw, we cannot go through all of that again. In Ezekiel, in Titus, Jesus himself used water for the Spirit. And a lot of people have confused that with water baptism. And I've said it again, I'm saying it again, that I don't have any issue with water baptism. I don't. Nobody should go and put any Facebook post about me. I don't have any issue with water baptism. I myself am baptized with water twice. I've got a baptism in my name. I don't use it, but I have it. Enoch. I don't want to die. You won't die. Enoch. And he said, what name do you want? I said, Enoch. I not think about it twice. I was going to choose between Enoch and Elijah. Oh, the chariot of fire, if he born. Enoch, we just don't know where he went to. That's fine. And I said, Moses. I said, I want to identify upon your top body. Let me choose Enoch. Amen. We don't have much details. We don't even know whether he did anything. Hallelujah. And so we began to look at water. We said, water baptism, is he a prerequisite for salvation? Jesus never taught that. In fact, Jesus never baptized anyone himself. His disciples did. He did not. John, who was baptizing people, was never baptized. And it shows you where the volume is. I've told you before, this is how to be a proper Bible student. You must be loud where the Bible is loud. And you must be quiet where the Bible is quiet. You are gaining sense. Is it making sense? So, I must be loud where the word of God is loud. I must be loud where the word of God is quiet. And God's word is quite quiet about baptism by water. Jesus came to John and said, suffer it to be so, baptize me. John said, we both know that this is unnecessary for you. Why was John baptizing people with water? He was baptizing with water and he was telling them immediately that there is one to come who will baptize you with what? The Holy Ghost. Does that make water baptism a bad thing or something that should not be done in the body of Christ? No. I am just saying, being baptized by water is not the prerequisite for salvation. Is that clear? Can a man be saved and have eternal life without being baptized by water? Yes. If I'm baptized by water, does that take away my salvation? No. Clear? Clear? Same thing with communion. There was a joke like that. One boy said, how many times do I have to eat the body of Christ to finish Jesus? You know, children can be very innocent. So they kept telling them, this is the body of Christ, this is the blood. He said, how many times do I have to eat this to finish Jesus himself? Hallelujah. Those are not prerequisites. What is the only way a man gets saved? By believing the gospel. Jesus plus nothing. Not circumcision. Jesus plus nothing. All right. So Jesus begins to explain that to Nicodemus. He said, except a man be born of water, I am speaking of the Spirit. That's not the first time he used Spirit and water. In John 7, we saw it in John 7, verse 38. It says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Verse 39 says, this he spoke about the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, which those that believe on him would what? Receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. And so the Holy Ghost is called the living water. And so he explains to Nicodemus and says, a man be born of water, that is of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Again, the same word, to experience, to be a part of. Then in verse 6, he says, don't make a mistake. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. John chapter 3, verse 6. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The word Spirit there is the word pneuma. We looked at it in the morning. P-N-E-U-M-A, which is word wind. A word you will eventually use in verse 8. Then in verse 7, he says, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Verse 8 now says, the wind blows where it desires. I thought you'd be looking at the Bible. The wind blows where it desires. The word wind there, the same word you use in verse 6, as spirit. So we can say, the Spirit blows where it desires. And you hear the sound. You hear the sound thereof. But you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's going. Then it says, so is every man, or so is with every man, born of the Spirit. So I'm born of the Spirit. We have a song like that. I'm born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit of the Lord. I am full of His glory. I am full of His glory. Full of the glory of. I am born of the Spirit. I am born of the Spirit. That's who I am, born of the Spirit. I've lost my voice. Born of the Spirit of the Lord. I am full of His glory. I am full of His glory. So full of His glory. Full of the glory. Hallelujah. I'm born of the Spirit. You know, those are reminders that what it. You wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I am born of the Spirit. There's a doubt going on in your mind and a lot of things troubling you. I'm born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So Jesus says, so it is with every man. And we got to look at that word or that statement. The wind blows where it desires. And Nicodemus is saying, what led to that statement? Nicodemus's question. Can I go back to my mother's womb and be born? He's trying to understand being born again. He's trying to bring it to his senses and say, explain to me, like Waek, explain to me in three words or in three statements. Jesus, you are saying something about being born of water, spirit. Okay, I'm 89 years old. My name is Nicodemus, 89 years old. How can I be born again? They've born me already. I even have mortgage to pay. I've got student loan. How do I? In fact, I want to be born again. So I said, all those things I can live my life. Then Jesus said, it's not the way you think. Listen. He says, you see the wind, you hear it, but you don't know where it's coming from. And that we said, it means the things of the spirit goes over our mind sometimes. Sometimes we don't understand, but that must not take away faith. You know, there are people who walk like, if I don't understand it, I cannot have faith. Like, even Christians. They say, seeing is believing. If I don't see it, I'm not like I'm Christians. You see people make boast. There are some people there are some things that people make boast of. I shake my head. Me, I'm not like some Christians. I don't do all this blind faith. No, I do it. I'm not like in a bit to appear, you want to conform to the world. So that they can say you are smart. You are not. You might be smart according to the world. You are foolish according to God. You know, Paul was doing it. He was playing words in 1 Corinthians 1. He said, God has used the foolish things for the smart people in the world. The smart, the Greeks. You know the wise. When God is using sarcasm and calling you wise. Hallelujah. I'm not like some Christians. I don't just believe everything. No, I don't believe everything in the Bible like that. So, like for example, now that David story, I have my doubt. Then the typical person that a demon is working inside it, we say, that's why I like Christians like you. Easy, and I say, that's the way I am. I'm a realist. No, God's word is my reality. Hey. Yeah, that's my reality, God's word. See, if God says I can do it, then I can do it. I believe that one. I when I see things, that's why I believe it too. If I don't see it, I cannot believe it. No. Jesus told his disciples, said, blessed is the man who, though he has not seen, he believes. I believe. I am a believer. I told you yesterday, it was yesterday or this morning, I said, if you only believe the things that are believable, you are not a believer. You believe David and Goliath. Because if you look at it, so it's possible now. It's called upset. Chelsea won Champions League. You know, small people too do big things. Amen. Sometimes. Hallelujah. No, the truth. That's the truth. Chelsea has never had a team like the Invisibles. And the Invisibles of Arsenal did not win it. Small people do big things sometimes. Amen. Excuse. I go explain entirely. So, you have looked at David and Goliath and said, okay, they said the stone just entered through one small place. The chances are slim, but it happened. Then it came to the sea part. Moses stretched forth his hand. And the sea split into two. You say, Context. Is it the sea of their heart? Of their lungs? Is he in a vision? Okay? It's not vision. The sea gave way. I believe it. Is it the Bible? It's written so that you can believe the supernatural. I told you yesterday, if you remove miracles from the Bible, you have 20 pages left, something like that. You have a genealogy. Adam begat Seth. Seth begat his own. Yeah? After that one, you have thou shalt not steal, which is a good thing. You should not steal. Amen. The Bible is full of the miraculous. We are called believers for a reason. I want this meeting to change the way you believe in God. Not just for material prosperity. Your faith must not always hinge on money. That's mammon. Every time they mention faith, your head is already calculating dollars. Keep the exchange rate. Why are you not believing God for souls to be won? Why are you not believing God for healings? Why are you not believing God for you entering a place where sick people are and your hands are licensed hands? Discharging. Amen. Discharging people. Hey. Hey. That's the reality of the believer. Those are dreams. Those are dreams worth paying for. Anybody can have money. Some people have it, they didn't even work for it. They were just born into it. They didn't even pray to God. Hallelujah. If money is your life goal, you have all men most miserable. Jesus already told you in Luke 12, he says, the life of a man is not in the abundance of what he has. That is, when you want to look at the quality of life, stop counting the cars. Stop counting the houses. Start looking at what he has done with the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we said, the wind blows. You just hear the sound. You don't know where it's coming from. How many of you know where the wind is coming from? Eh? He said, actually, I have an idea. It's from the Arctic pole. There's a wave of current, and then the particles of the ocean. Oga, particle. The wind, you don't know where it's coming from. Oh yeah, where is it going? Oh yeah, it arrives from the ocean. Where is it going? Pakistan. You don't know. And Jesus used that to explain that the things of the Spirit can go over our head. I said, some of us have been led by the Holy Ghost before we knew what the leading of the Spirit meant. Before we knew what the leading of the Spirit meant at all. You know, as a younger boy, I played football a lot. A lot. And I remembered there was a prophet that told me that I should not play ball again. Told my dad, told my mom, called me out in church. Only me. So that if I play football, my leg will break. That they would cut my leg. And say, who will now captain the team tomorrow? Now this. Because me, I will play that ball. So the next day, Chevy, I'm not meant to go to the usual spot. I was the first person that got there. I was arranging the post. I've forgotten the prophecy. And then, somehow, it came to my mind. The moment I said, I won, if you know what I won means. I won, I too. I choose Jide. The day I chose Jide, it came back to my mind. They will cut your leg. So I called my friend. I said, I told him all the prophecy. He said, maybe you just rebuke it. That is it today. That should be just rebuke it. I said, that's true. I can't see it in the name of Jesus. Plus Jesus minus Satan, for Christ's sake. And I played. And nothing happened to me. Till today. Amen. I don't play football again. Now, I don't know. But I'm still one of the best players. Amen. In this church. Hallelujah. Don't call Bray White to play. Playing like a turkey. Amen. But after that time, after that prophecy, it brought something to my mind. I began to now have an interest in prophecies. This man said something, it didn't come to pass now. And I began to listen more. It was probably 11, 12. I began to listen more. And there were things that happened that time that God was leading me. But guess what? I did not know a single thing about the leading of the Spirit. What has happened? The Holy Ghost has gone before my mind. I began to sing in tongues, sing in spirit, before I knew anything about 1 Corinthians 14. Let me tell you something. I never opened 1 Corinthians 14 before I spoke in tongues. It was after I spoke in tongues. I can't say, you know, they say if you speak nonsense tongues, that you have blasphemed against the Holy Ghost. Nonsense. I've taught that before, Biko. Don't join them. Speaking in tongues, blaspheming against the Holy Ghost is without forgiveness. You know what that means? That's unbelief. Jesus, in that same chapter, said, every sin is with forgiveness. What else are you looking for? Every sin. If you like, call God. Swear by God's name. I swear. Wallahi. Don't call Jesus in vain. People are not using to cut cake in God. They play. Every Saturday, they use him to cut cake.
You just call Jesus. Come on, just say, ah, Jesus, he will forgive you.
The things of the spirit sometimes goes over our minds. How do you explain healing? How do you explain it? I remember my year one, you were in that meeting at Lagoon Front. You were there. So thank God I have a witness. You were there. There's someone there at the back too. And we had a deaf man whose ears were opened. It was at Lagoon Front, Uniline. So I have two witnesses in the room. How do you explain it? The guy does not hear. We just finished the teaching. I think we were seven in that meeting. I still remember the seven people that came. After all the publicity I did. You know, that's the beginning of ministry. You do publicity. Everybody will tell you, students. You'll say, I'll be there. She'll be at Lagoon. They'll give you so much confidence. At that Lagoon Front now, which part are you using? That other part. Okay. I was even still there. I'll be there. I'm all there. I'll be there. We're not there. All the same people that get, I knew them. We all organized it together. So when we're done, I said, let's minister. It wasn't even part of the agenda. So we saw the man, he was by the tree. I think he was a student. I see the picture still in my head. It's been long. It's been over a decade now. And I put my hands and I just said, be healed in the name of Jesus. Begin to hear. And that was it. Now, explain it. You go explain tire. There is no way to explain. It's called a miracle. It goes over your head. And one of the reasons why a lot of people do not walk in the supernatural as they ought to is because they are looking for explanation. I was going to work in the morning. I took by. The dark has nothing on me. On the bike. I could not write. I don't know. I brought out my phone, pressed the voice recorder. I'm full of his glory. Some parts, I didn't know it. The dark has nothing on me. That was what I heard. Go. The dark has nothing on me. You know, I just said it. And a song came from that. You cannot explain that one away. How do you explain knowing something supernatural about someone? When I was much younger, I say much younger because I'm still young. I'm 16. I'll be 17 next week. Amen. Celebrate my birthday. And when I was much younger, do I used to give word of knowledge? Carelessly. I just open my mouth. It's not like this. Row 4, seat 4. Row 13, seat 6. You are committing adultery. I will say it with Mike. You are committing adultery. God will just scatter your life. No, I literally said this one I'm saying. God will just scatter your life. What do you think you are doing? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And you are using it anyhow. You are using God's house anyhow. God will use you anyhow. And so someone who was older in ministry called me. He said, you apparently are flowing with the gifts of prophecy well, but you talk. You jam talk. I said, am I jam talking? No, I'm saying what God is showing me. I'm saying what God. He said, shut up. Listen more. Next time, you can ask the person to come and see any of the counselors. They don't say, come and see me. How do they come and see me? Me, I just, hallelujah. But it shows you, it has been there. The Holy Ghost, I did not know anything, doctor. I did not know, there are nine gifts. Nine. Who was counting? If it's when you want to teach, when you have grown spiritually, you say, there are nine gifts. Some are called power gifts. Some are called utterance. I did not know anything called utterance. I just know that I know something about you, and I will tell you. We even used to bet. And God did not stop showing us. No, I'm serious. That lady that is coming, I will tell you five things about her. You go and confirm. I lost one bet one day. Only three were correct. But I was sure the five were correct. The lady didn't want to jail. He's there. Amen. As she's coming like that now. One. She and her husband, they're having an issue. They have only one child. Two. Three. I don't know where she works, but it's close. And God, we didn't know anything about the supernatural. We didn't know anything about tongues. Shout and speak in tongues. But I believed in supernatural. I believed. When I was younger, when I was 10, let me just give you this gist. When I was nine, I wrote a Christian book. What was inside? I don't know. I went back to Ibadan many years later to go and meet the man that bought it. They said the man had died. I said, can I see the book? It's a normal exercise book. I cut it. I now use broom to do the... I don't know the topic of the book. I don't know what I wrote, but the man bought it for 50 naira. 50 naira is like buying it for about 30,000 naira now. Because maybe 20,000 naira. But I know I had to give my mom the money. It was too much to spend. I was taking probably 3 naira to school, 4 naira. So 50 naira. I had to give my mom. I did not collect the money. They would ask you, are you not eating in this house? That shoe, where did you get it from? Okay. But I gathered children as at 9. And I was teaching them. The name of the church was Spring of Joy. Guess what? There was a church called Spring of Life. I just removed their life. Put joy. Spring of Joy International Church. International Church. Children, no. I was bribing them with sweets. I would save money, buy sweets so that they can come to church. I made the bench myself. You now say God will not use me. The desire was there. Hallelujah. So sometimes the Holy Ghost goes over our heads to make things happen. And I will not allow my mind pull me back. The wind blows. You hear the sound. You don't know where it's coming from. So is with every man born of the Spirit. That means we must allow ourselves function by faith before understanding. We must allow ourselves function by faith before understanding. Are you listening to me? What are the things we can do? Are you a believer? Do you have believers in the house? Oh, people who believe? You believe God is using you? Huh? I need to be more. You believe it to be more? You believe God is using you? He's using you. He's using you. He's using you. I need to be more. You believe God is using you? He's using you. He's using you. You believe it? You believe it? He's using you. He's using you. You believe it? He's using you. You believe it? You believe it? Oh, yes, Lord. He's using me. He's using me. He's using me. He's using me. You see, this meeting is the beginning of the rest of my life. Oh, abilities are multiplied. Things I could not do before. The ways I could not operate before. Strength unmatched. Strength more than before. I stand in faith. I stand in faith. Trusting God's word alone. Leaning upon his holy name. This is a mountain. I will collect my own. I'm here to receive God's best. God has a plan for you. So we are believers, right? That means whatever the Bible says about believers is our own. Mark 16. The Holy Ghost can go over your head. He can go over your head to get things done. He can do things you don't understand. Mark 16. Learning something? I'll close soon. Can we read verse 17 and 18 together? Wait. These signs shall follow them that
believe.
Do you have them in this place?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the people at the back don't believe. Hey, yeah.
I believe.
Jesus, I believe.
Jesus, I believe.
Jesus, I believe. I believe your word is true. I believe your word is true. I believe your word is true. Woo! These signs shall follow them that believe. So that's you he's talking about. Okay, let's see your characteristics. One, in my name, so you can cast out devils. I remember I was preaching somewhere, and someone came to me. He said, devils, when it comes to demons, let sleeping dog lie. That you don't touch devil, he will not touch you. I said, the devil, that's not a sleeping dog. You should have read your Bible. He calls him a roaring lion. If you don't go for him, he will come for you. He said he's looking for a wound to devour. That's the one you want to leave. No. You cast out devils. You don't bargain with devils. No, you don't start saying, devil, if you leave me alone, I will do. No! There's no bargaining with the devil. Cast it. Amen? Jesus did not even, at the point he was coming, and demons saw him. They are the ones that ran and said, don't cast us to where. They were choosing where to be cast out to because they know that there's no choice. You'll be cast out. Amen. And you are more discerning now. When you see where there's a demon, you will know. You will know. You will know. You begin to know. You begin to know. Because you have to force this. I told them a story in church. I followed one of the people that used to force us to pray those years. They used to force us to pray. Literally force. If you sleep, you will bring candle water and they put it inside your ear. You will not sleep for the rest of the night. And it would force us to pray from like 8 till 4, 5. I'm talking about years ago. Well, we used to call him wicked. The funny thing is that I reported him to my mom. I said, what exactly are you people doing there? I said, if you want prayer, Jerry, we'll just be praying. Even when there's light, he will off light. It's lantern. We prayed there more than 50 times. I never saw Bob. Lantern can do. He uses the candle to measure how they are praying. Hakaya. Come on. When he wanted to marry, when I said to him, I said, it's true. No hearing. I said, I went to the wedding. Hallelujah. And so I followed them. One of the outreaches. I think I've shared this story in church before. And we got to the house. As we got to the house, it was a face me, I face you house. If you're not Nigerian, you might not understand what that means. How do we explain? How do we explain face me, I face you? People face each other. Amen. Apartments face each other with a common corridor. And we got to the corridor. And so a lady just came to us, a young lady. And said, what are you doing here? Nobody's at home. So me, I said, let's be going, sir. He said, nobody's at home. He looked at me, shook his head. He said, you are the one that has been terrorizing them in this house. I said, this girl, this small girl. I was pinching my guy that we were together. All this over spirituality, see where it has gotten him now. How can you say this small girl, this fine girl? How can you say this fine girl is the one terrorizing this house? We were just gossiping at the back. Said, in the name of Jesus, we decree, get out of this place. Your reign is over. You are the one that's been putting sicknesses in your body. Maybe she has like typhoid that she's giving everybody or something. How can she be putting sicknesses? And for the first time in my life, I saw someone that I was seeing. I was not seeing again. If you call that disappearance, that's exactly what it was. We wanted to bebe. Bebe by the Spirit. We wanted to run with all the 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. Run away. And he said to us, you must be able to discern when there is a demon. The believer ought to cast out demons. But how do you know when you cannot even discern? My eyes are seeing us. Ele kakati barada. Pray with that one. Sit down, pray with that one.
We said every time people leave Jesus and they encounter with Jesus, never leaves you the same. Jesus, I want to leave this place with seeing eyes. Open the eyes of my heart. I begin to see as I ought to see. Yes, I believe, Lord. I believe. I believe. You said the sign shall follow those that believe. Amen. You cast out demons. Amen. On outreaches. Remember, Paul went to a place in Acts 16. And as Paul got to the place, a young lady came. And he said, oh, Paul of the Most High God, you have come to bring us the word of salvation. You are Paul. We are going to be blessed. We are going to be edified. And Paul said, you stupid demon. How do you beat that? How do you explain that? You know, some people, you have come to bring us what they will say. We've seen a new disciple. In fact, you'll be my assistant cell leader. Paul said, no, this is a demon talking. My eyes are seeing us. Hey, Karotiante Pasutele Fakashta. Sule de Keda Papa. This is Christianity we are taught. Eh? This is the real Christianity. Eh? This is the one the apostles let us. Eh? Not all those jamboree, not all those concerts. This is what apostle left us. Huh? See nice. See nice. See nice. I can discern by the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He said, this sign shall follow those that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. I begin to cast out devils. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, you go into a street, you're about to preach, and then someone is acting funny. Something is smelling odd. You know there's a way you just know. It's just a smell somewhere. You don't know. No one else can smell it. Say, what is this foul odor? That's how you know demons. Sometimes. Yeah. What's this foul odor? I'm not talking about someone that has body odor. No, not B.O. Not B.O. I say, okay, any demon? No. Now it's deodorant. Hallelujah. It needs a deodorant. It doesn't need casting out. I say, this is a member. Brother, say demon. Hey, we're saved now. Hallelujah. You're foul smell. Somehow you see a cloud literally hanging over the person's head. You see it. So this one is not guesswork. You will know when there is. You will know. It's always clear. You get what I'm saying now? It's always clear. It's not something that you just say, demon. How did they pawn you? You think he was just hearing the lady? No. He saw something. Some years ago, I shared it in church. I was probably 17 or 18. I was praying to God, show me something. Show me anything. Show me something. I said, I will go to the market. So I went to Kiado market in Ibadan. I said, God, show me anything in this market. I want to see demons. And what I saw, I begged God, shut my eyes. Shut. I don't want to see anything. I was praying, God, shut it. Crazy scenes, man. It's always clear when there's a demon. Oh, my eyes are seeing us. These are the signs of believers. This is what we are talking about. Huh? This is what we are talking about. Christianity is about what you are doing. I know you can explain Bible. You have to do some things. What I say? You have to do things. These signs shall follow they that believe. They will cast out devils. He said they will speak with new tongues. I can speak in tongues. And I will speak more. Increase your hours of tongues. Amen? Eh? If you have been doing 30 minutes before, per day, add 10 minutes more. If you have been doing an hour in a day, add 20 minutes to it. Is that clear? Is that clear? Okay, add 5 minutes. Just add something. Just ensure you are speaking in tongues more. More. Is that clear? More. This sign shall follow those that believe.
And what tongues does to you is that tongues open the door to other gifts. You want me to explain that? It goes over your head. Tongues opens the door to other gifts of the Spirit. It's easier to control what you are saying than what you want to do. Oh, I trust the Holy Ghost. He brought you here for a purpose. He knew you were going to listen to this. He wants you to function in this. He wants to raise your levels. I told you Christian meetings have to change levels. Eh? This is how we are doing it. Eh? You have to change levels. All those ones where you know they see vision. You know they see anything. You go to work, come back, and Abba. Things are changing. It will literally switch your outreaches. It will take you to another level. You are talking about levels here, man. Levels, Lord. These are the signs of the believers. We are believers here, Lord. This did not end with the apostles. It did not end with Paul. It did not end with Stephen. It did not end with Philip. No, it's mine. It's all mine. I am supernatural by origin. It's mine. It says they will lay hands on the sick. These are my hands. Oh Lord. They will lay hands on the sick. Hey, Lord. These are my hands. They will lay hands on the sick. And the sick will recover. Yes. No sickness survives the room. Oh, in the name of Jesus. As we preach and teach, the Holy Ghost is supplying supernatural energy. He's restoring health. This is what Christianity is about. This is what it's about. You know, you're changing levels after this message. Yeah? Huh? You will not preach the same way. You're not preaching the same way again. You're not. These signs are now evidence. They are evidence in your ministry. They are evidence. As you preach and teach, they are evidence. Yes. They are the signs of the believers. That's who I am. They are my signs. They are my things. Pray for your ministry. Let's get into it. Pray for ministry. Jesus, you brought me here to change levels. This is how you want to pray. I walk with the Father. I'm beginning to see changes. I am more discerning. I am more sensitive. When I see darkness, I see it as darkness. Ministry.
Christian walk. For so long you have been a passive Christian. Too passive. No longer. Your prayer life is taking a new turn. Things are changing from tonight.
New
new experiences, Jesus. New experiences from tonight. New experiences. Things I could not do before. Yes. I covet earnestly the best gifts. I desire earnestly the best gifts. They are mine. It's all mine. Tongues and interpretation. Seeing and knowing. They are all mine. I covet earnestly the best. For you to seek with ease. To preach the gospel with ease. What the supernatural with this is all mine, and everything is possible when you hold my hands. Everything becomes possible. Jesus, here are my hands. There's nothing you cannot do to me. To me what you want. Give me new eyes and yes. Changing tonight. Hey, do you want it? How much do you want it? Amen.
You have about 5-10 minutes max. This session is coming to an end. Let me tell you something. I taught something in church some months ago. I said, in John 5, there was a man who has been in that pool for 38 years. The pool of Bethesda. You know the story? Huh? Where a lot of people are. Impotent folks. The blind, the lame, the withered, the deaf, everybody there. They are waiting for one thing. They are all waiting for the stirring of water. Right? And he said, the first person to get into the water, when the waters are stirred, becomes healed. This man had been there for 38 years. He has seen people come and go. He has witnessed 38 miracles. He has also seen people give up. He has seen people who were there before and then say, how long can we wait? And I asked a question in church. I said, how do man prepare for the stirring of the water? Because you don't know the day. Is it that you stay by the pool side, very close, so that when the water stays, you get run? Or you just stay in the pool? How do you prepare for such encounters? Tonight. I believe, God, that things are changing. See, God does not turn on and turn off his gifts. He doesn't. We are the ones that turn it on and turn it off. You know, you can choose to speak in tongues at any time, right? You can just go, let it go, and you choose to stop. And then you remember, I'm trusting God for my disciples. Then you go again. God did not turn it on and turn it off. You did. It's always flowing. All the gifts. healing, prophecy, miracle. They are endless flows. So, how do I walk in them? I am the one that turns it. And one of the things that turns on the gift of the Spirit in the life of a man is desire. I want to believe that God walked with my desire as a young, very young boy, at a young age, as early as 8, 9. I had a desire. I wanted to do this. And when God sees desire, it's hard to resist. It's the fruit of life. No, now Proverbs said, desire is the tree of life. God works with your desires. That's why Paul in 1 Corinthians 12:31 will say, desire. He said, covet earnestly the best gift. Then in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1, he said, desire it. Just like that man waiting for the stirring of water. How much do you want it? Tonight, we have all come here separately. Eh? You know, you have to minister to one another. This one is about me. As you are praying, I want to pray my own. Because I want to also change levels. Eh? I want you to come and you meet me in midweek service in the coming week. And you say, something has changed about Pastor. Uh-huh. It's an unending journey of faith. And there is more. Whatever you think you have done for the Lord, there is more. So how much do you want it? How much do you want that leading to be sharper? How much do you want it? When you always convert earnestly, those are strong emotions. Those are strong emotions. There's a way you pray like your life depends on it. There's a way you pray and God will say, this guy wants it more. Now do it. 5 minutes. Fire in my bones. Fire in my bones, Jesus. Fire in my bones.